showtime!
Ready, men? Contact! Contact! We are on the air!
Guys, we're all here for the same reason. I cannot stress this enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Tuesday morning to you. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. You can call in. Yeah, you can call right now. A little early morning check-in. Pork Chow standing by. 833-563-2539. You can also hit us up on our Twitter and our DM. Send us a tweet. Maybe a slide on in there. Instagram, Twitter, Radio Now AM Show. That's how you can be part of the show. And, of course, Facebook. Just search for Radio Now and give it a like. And you can comment there, send a message as well. My day yesterday was kind of fun. Got to go out and grab lunch with kind of a new friend, Colin, I've been hanging out with. And it was fun. Got some good old Chick-fil-A. And there's a story behind that we'll talk about later on in the show, which is interesting. So that was cool. Got to do some disc golf with Pork Chop. That's our big kick lately because we've been trying to exercise and work out. And I'll let Pork Chop tell you how that all went, but I think we all know how it ended. You know what I mean? Like, I'm pretty good. He's not so good. So that was it. Then I went to a couples therapy with my wife last night, and yeah, just living the dream. That is my life. What about you, Live the Web Girl? How was yours?
My day was pretty good. I actually was expecting to be pretty busy, like, all day yesterday, and I got to chill and just nap. Which I haven't done. I haven't chilled for that long and just have been able to, like, nap like that in, I mean, months before I went into my second job at work. So it was so good. So good. I was very excited to just chill. And you know what I watched?
What?
I finally watched the first episode of season 2 of 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, I have not watched it. How is it?
I thought it was a little slow, but it might just be because there's a lot of things that they have to kind of like touch on and recap, but I think I might watch a full season.
Ooh, yeah.
I think I might actually go through it. I finished a whole first episode and a little bit of the second episode. And also, you know what they do? Before every episode, there's like a 45-second like mental health awareness thing that they do, and they say, like, this is graphic content. Like, you might not be ready to watch this content. This might be triggering content. Like, be aware.
Is there a skip button?
You can skip that, yeah.
Okay. No, I'm glad.
But
I'm glad they do it.
That was really cool. I did not. They didn't do that on the first season.
I'm glad they do it. Yeah. One thing I was bummed out. Not that I want to see it, but it's like for me, I guess I'm able to process it that it's just a movie, it's just a TV show, it's just a series. But I think they said, is it this season or if there's another one that there's going to be no more like deaths or suicides or something like that. So they kind of gave away like what's happening. I wish they wouldn't have said that.
There's definitely more deaths to come. I mean,
what?
If you've watched the season 3 trailer, there's more deaths. Someone dies.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Well, yeah. Then there's definitely that. Maybe not suicide, but I know that they definitely took out the last scene of the first season, which was super controversial. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to catch up on that then. All right, Liv. Thanks so much. Pork Chop. How was your day yesterday?
It was good, as Joe so graciously mentioned. We played disc golf.
I'm well aware.
And we went to a course that we've never been to before. I really liked it. It was a fun course. It was like out in the woods. Like there's a creek next to it. Of course, Joe threw his disc golf right in the water, and I had to go in the water and get it for him.
No way. Did you really?
It was like 6 inches
deep. A really shallow creek.
Why didn't he get it?
There's no way I would have made it down. I would have not got out of the hole.
Go down like a mud hole, yeah. Anyways, Joe ended up beating me by 3.
Ooh.
Yeah,
but he, you cut it down. It was 10 but yesterday.
Liv, Pork Chop was beating me by 2.
And I was like, with like
he got all cocky.
No, at halftime I was beating him by 2. With 5 holes left, we were tied, and then he beat me by 3.
Pork Chop getting cocky about something crazy. That does not sound like him at all.
Could you actually imagine that?
I threw my disc golf in a tree, and I had to like climb a tree.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why did you throw it in a tree? Because you were angry?
No. There was like a hole where there's a ton of trees around.
Let's see if we can hear Pork Chop here. I think it's from our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. Hold on.
Half time, I'm winning by 2 strokes. What do you have to say for yourself, Joe?
Playing football, it's not halftime. I would say at the turn, yes, you're up by 2, but I will win by at least 4.
Okay, let's see. Update coming up in less than an hour.
I like that 66% of our listeners are smart and said yes, they think Joe will win, and I did.
Also, how condescending. Well, if we're at the turn, not halftime.
Come on, Liv. You even would give him crap. Halftime's at football. You don't have halftime at golf.
Yeah,
oh, Tiger Woods leading at halftime. Oh, is he?
It's funny.
And Joe said he'll at least win by 4.
I was close. I beat you by 3, so I can't predict everything.
Well, I'll beat you today.
The thing he left out of there is a lot of these disc golf courses we go to, which is smart, they're at churches, so hopefully they'll like, hey, you'll come to church, you'll come to Christ, yada, yada. And Pork Chop, who grew up Catholic or something, way more religious than I am. I'm Christian. I'm just like not denominational, you know. I go to church like twice a year. But hey, Pork Chop, I've never heard him talk to God so much before with the words he was saying. And it says that this Christian course, please no swearing.
Does it actually say that?
Each disc, like hole, like where you tee off, you have to read a Bible verse before you go.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Swear to God.
And there's no alcohol allowed, no swearing, and I don't know, I had a potty mouth.
Wait, but also they've been, so Joe and Pork Chop have been trying to ask me to come do disc golf with them.
I just want you to pay some respect to how hard the game is.
And I said I would to be nice. I don't want to go at all. And here in Indy, where we're at, it's supposed to rain, like I think the rest of the week, and I'm so happy. It's like a cop out. I don't have to go
anymore.
Still
going.
I would love to see Liv come sometime, though, and just like spank Pork Chop.
I'm going to play in the thunder and lightning.
You do that.
Yeah, go
you
fly a kite.
You do that. Hey,
for real, though, if you're listening right now or if you hear this podcast later, DM us, Radio Now AM Show. We have to vet you to make sure you're not a psycho and you won't kill us, but maybe we could all go disc golfing together and see if any listeners can help Pork Chop get better. What if he gets really good?
We should do something where if like listeners beat us, we'll donate to charity or something.
No, we don't have enough money to cover your losses.
Are you joking? Yeah, they'll donate to your charity, all your debts.
Yeah, suddenly he's super rich.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was how our day was. How was yours? 833-563-2539. You can do an early morning check-in or hit us up Twitter or Instagram, Radio Now AM Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
James Corden addressed recent mass shootings in the opening of his show last night.
Tonight in Ohio and Texas, there are children going to bed without their parents, with parents going to bed without their children. Until we really confront this issue and have politicians with the moral courage to face the gun epidemic, the only thing that's going to change is the location of the next mass shooting and the number of casualties. Now, our responsibility on this show is to try and entertain you and hopefully be a brief escape from the heaviness that comes with times like these. We hope we can do that for you tonight.
I mean, he said it the best, obviously, he possibly could. It's like sad to hear someone who's so funny and so light like that talk about a serious issue. Bam Margera's one-on-one session with Dr. Phil happened yesterday. The two of them with no studio audience. I don't know if I can say this word on air.
I'm glad you checked before we went on.
I'm sorry.
Why don't you? Here's my thing. You probably can, but don't say it because I don't want to have to hit the dumb button when you swear.
So,
Pork Chop, check
obviously,
our stuff.
We all know who Bam Margera is from.
Jackass? Is that what you were afraid to say? Yes. The show is called Jackass. Yes.
So,
you better not call me that, but you can talk about the show he was on.
Right. So, the prankster is now off to rehab after a very emotional sit down. Bam reportedly teared up several times. His wife and mother both ended up talking with Dr. Phil as well. Bam had recently shared a series of very concerning videos on social media, practically begging for Dr. Phil to take his situation on and help him with his ongoing struggles. Bam said he's worse than he's ever been, and his family is in shambles. Bam recently got kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight and got into a verbal altercation with an employee. And he was in rehab earlier this year after a meltdown at a comedy club. The sit-down was recorded and will be turned into an episode that will air next month when the new season begins.
Here's a news flash. This ain't about you.
Well, it kind of is, but all right.
Denise Richards is thankful viewers noticed her thyroid looking enlarged. The 48-year-old Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star explained in an Instagram post on Sunday that she has changed her diet to improve her health and it's working. Denise writes that fans spotted the bulge in her neck when she appeared on the reunion show for the Bravo reality series recently. Favorite reality series, by the way.
Okay.
She explains, a few of you pointed out after the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion that my thyroid was enlarged. You were right. It was something I ignored until it was pointed out. Denise switched to a gluten-free diet and has already seen an improvement. She said, it's amazing to me in a short time eliminating gluten from my diet how much my thyroid has changed. She said, I had no idea how much our diet really can affect our body and for me how toxic gluten really is. I thank all of you who sent me messages. Wendy Williams decided to keep a strange husband, Kevin Hunter, on as her business manager. There's no news of them getting back together, but the couple recently split after it was revealed Hunter had been cheating on the talk show host. And sources say the two recently had several serious in-person heart-to-heart talks about their professional life together. And they decided Hunter could likely stay on as Williams' business manager to protect the legacy that they have built, their production company and charitable foundation. R. Kelly is facing charges in another state. So Minnesota's Hennepin County announced yesterday that Kelly is being charged with soliciting a minor for sex 18 years ago. Kelly is accused of giving a girl under the age of 18 his number when she asked for his autograph during a July 2001 promotional event. And when she called, she was told to go to a Minneapolis hotel, and a member of Kelly's staff allegedly took her to Kelly's suite. The attorney said after some discussion, she was offered $200 to take off her clothes and dance for him. After accepting the $200, she got naked and they proceeded to dance. There was no sexual contact and no intercourse occurred. The girl was also given VIP seating for a concert and there was some talk of her visiting Kelly in Chicago, but that never happened. Authorities received the tips through a Chicago tip line and the county attorney acknowledged it may be challenging to prosecute the case since the evidence is so old.
Yeah, he's going to end up somewhere, somehow, some way. I mean, all these things are starting to come up. People are getting the courage that it's not looking good for R. Kelly as far as being a free man in the future.
No, he is going to get what's coming to him for sure.
All right, live the web girl with the garbage. Thank you very much. You can join in the conversation anytime if you want to be on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It's 833-563-2539. I've kind of got a combo thing right here. Two interesting things I was reading this morning, and it got me thinking about vacation, like taking time off, but also, what are you doing on that vacation? Are you adventurous? According to a new study, the age when we're most adventurous is 34, so I'm 1 year away from that. I'm 33. I'll be 34 later this year. December 10th, if you're keeping track and want to send me a gift or money, you can totally do that. Just DM me and I'll give you my Venmo account. We spend, they say, more than $2,000 a year on adventurous activities, and they give examples like trips, experiences like rock climbing or skydiving, and trying exotic food. Now, I like exotic food, but I don't think they mean like me going to a Thai or a Mexican restaurant.
No, I definitely don't think that's what they mean.
So, I don't know. Like, I went on a vacation recently, and I was in the Pacific Northwest. I went to Vancouver. I went to Portland, and I went to Seattle. But I don't know. I went, like, and I climbed some rock, like some hills, like some trail walking. Yeah, but that's not, I mean, that's a little adventurous, but I'm right around that age bracket they're saying, and I don't think that applies. Now, I pray to God my wife Lindsay doesn't hear this, because this is exactly what she wants to do. She always says, I want to go on more adventures. You promised me adventures. And I think 2,000 is reasonable, but you guys, you're younger than me, but do you think that that's something that you are going to do more as you get older, closer to 34, you're going to be more adventurous and you want to be?
I hope so, because the only reason why I don't do some of this stuff now is because I can't afford it.
Yeah, you're broke.
I'm broke, so I don't have, you know, $300 extra to spend, like, skydiving.
That would be fun.
I don't know about rock climbing. I've done, like, the fake rock climbing inside, like, a gym, and it's way, way harder than it looks, so I can even imagine, like, actually rock climbing. But I guess, like, it is true. Like, last year, or so, I don't know, maybe it was 2 years ago, I went sailing in the Caribbean, and I went on like the most dangerous hike in the world. Like, we were facing death.
Oh, yeah.
All throughout the hike, I was scaling rocks with just holding on to this like measly old rope, no harness, like all of this stuff. So I definitely do believe this. I would think it would be younger though, because I feel like a good majority of 34-year-olds are having kids. They're starting to start a family, and that's when you get, like, the least adventurous.
Yeah, I could see it being 24 instead of 34. Poor chap, what about you? I mean, do you feel like you're getting there? Do you think you're getting more adventurous, or are you kind of poo-pooed out?
I was definitely way more adventurous when I was younger. Like, I've been to Europe, like, a couple different countries over there. I've traveled all over the U.S., but now I'm just kind of, like, here, stuck and, like, broke.
Yeah, but do you think it's because you're broke?
Probably. I mean, yeah.
Let's just say, hypothetical, everybody made $100,000. To me, if you make $100,000, you are doing quite well.
Almost
I imagine you're doing okay in life and you have no problem paying your bills. Let's say you make six figures, hypothetically. Are you going to go on more vacations?
Almost definitely.
So you, if you got the financial means, you're going on more. You're going to be more adventurous.
Yeah. Okay.
Liv, you too?
1,000%. I mean, I go
Not
on
me.
As many vacations as I can afford. In the past year, I've been to Atlanta, Napa, Hawaii, Chicago.
I wonder, like, who listening right now is adventurous and, like, where have you been? Can you make us jealous of all the places you've been going? 833-563-2539. If you do have something, call for that. Now, the other part I wanted to bring up is kind of vacation-related. Porkchop was talking about, he's like, guys, do you care if I take a vacation again? I'm like, no, because he has all these vacation days. Porkchop never goes. A third of workers recently say, in a survey of 1,000 people, said that they are willing to part with up to 25% of their salary. So once again, let's say you made $100,000,
yeah,
you're making great money. They would take $75,000
any day.
They would drop that for unlimited time off.
Yeah. Any day of the week.
My wife works at a company where she gets unlimited time off. Now, everybody's got to approve it, but it is unlimited time off. Like, she can't just leave. But I'm like, that isn't real. I got to imagine if you work and you have unlimited time off, you still have to get your job done.
Right.
You can't just be like, oh, I'm going to be gone for 3 months and none of the work will get done.
No,
you
right.
know what I mean?
But I get that. But also, you can work from remote location. So my, actually, my boyfriend's sister, her boyfriend was working at a job like a year ago where he had unlimited time off. Mm. And when we went to Hawaii, he brought his laptop and he would do like 2 hours of work. He would wake up around like 8 a.m. and do 2 hours of work out from the balcony with this view of Hawaii behind him, drinking coffee, knowing he's going to have a full day of beach, hiking, adventures, all of that. I would 1,000% do that. I mean, who wouldn't?
Because here's my thing, though. You think it's going to be that easy and you're going to remotely work, but when the pressure adds up, like, Liv, where is this? We need your reports in and we need to file this. And they're like, oh, the Wi-Fi in Hawaii is not that good. I'm sorry. Like, you're going to be getting in trouble. And I don't know about you guys, but when I'm on vacation, like, I think about work. And it's not just that. I think everybody, even if you don't work in radio, if you know something's got to get done, Liv, you're a hippie and you've got to smoke weed or something's wrong with you.
I don't.
Because you don't care. You're so carefree. But I'm telling you, majority of people, I think that this unlimited vacation would backfire, and you're saying that you'd give up 25% of your pay? Absolutely not. Give me my 2, 3, or if I can negotiate 4 weeks of vacation, like 5, 10, 20 days off, and give me my pay. Don't take my money away.
Dude, I would way rather have more time off and less money. I'm not joking. I really would. I'm not. And when I go on vacation, I don't think about work until maybe I'll like think about it for a second when I am like 2 days away from coming back. And then the day before I'm coming back, it is like full freak out, Sunday scary. I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta go back.
Live the web, girl. You don't even think about work when you are at work. That's the biggest lie I've ever heard. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. We got Natalie on the phone. Hey, Natalie. We just were talking for everybody that's just tuning in about if you would actually go and be more adventurous. They say at 34, that's when people are doing it. And they're spending about an average of $2,000 a year on trips and experiences. How old are you?
I'm 31 years old.
Okay. And are you like a hermit crab like myself? Or are you actually out there living your best life?
Living my best life.
What are you doing? Are you single, married?
I'm married. I have a 1.5-year-old and I work.
All right, so what are you doing?
I'm a nanny, and I get 36 days off a year.
36
wow,
days? Oh,
nice.
My God. Somebody needs to let me start watching their kids. That's a lot of days off. So what do you do?
So in the last 2 years, my husband and I and our little kid, we've been to South Africa, to Ireland. We just booked a vacation to Amsterdam, Brussels, Germany, and Paris.
Oh, my gosh.
And we kind of go on vacation every 6 months. And just before he was born, we went to Italy. So we're trying to live our best life and, you know, have fun.
Are you taking the kid with you to, like, Amsterdam and all these places?
Yes, he is.
All right, don't be smoking too much weed. I don't want you to forget your baby somewhere. No comment.
No, we definitely won't.
Okay.
I was like, see, a little delay there. No, that's really cool. All right, hey, thank you for calling in. If you're like Natalie out there doing your adventures, let us know. Hit us up, Radio Now AM Show for Twitter and for our Instagram. All right, let's get into it. It is time for Joe's Need to Know News. The number of people killed in a mass shooting at the Walmart in El Paso, Texas over the weekend is now up to 22. Sadly, two more people died yesterday after being admitted to the hospital with injuries from Saturday's shooting. One person that passed away was an elderly woman. She died overnight, and the second patient died in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. That is so sad. I just got goosebumps all over my body.
Yeah, very sad. An 11-year-old boy from Somerville, South Carolina. This is just so insane. The photo you have to see. He's okay, because, Liv, you're going to be grossed out when you see this.
Oh, no.
He was fishing at a lake near his family home when he hooked a bass, like a big old fish.
Uh-huh.
And he was reeling it in, and the hook came loose. The fish was able to spit the hook out, and the fish got away. But it came back, because he was pulling at it. It came back right at his face, and the hook got stuck in his eye and his cheek. And now, instead of panicking like Liv's doing right now, the boy rode his bike back home, said, "Hey, Dad, we got to go to the hospital." So the dad took him to the emergency room. When they got to the ER, they said, "Okay, we're going to give you some medicine." He said, "No, thanks. Just get the thing out."
What the hell?
This is a little kid.
What a little baller.
The hook didn't cut the boy's eye. Luckily, it kind of got stuck on the outside of it, but still hurts, I'm sure. And he was able to get on through and be okay. And the boy immediately went back to fishing. He wore sunglasses, though, and said he learned his lesson.
I mean, that kid's going to have a scar for the rest of his life, and that's going to be the coolest story. He's going to be a chick magnet.
No doubt about it. And let's go here. How about we go to Florida? A Florida couple says their toilet exploded on Sunday morning.
Ew.
No, they didn't go to town eating Mexican the night before. The woman said her and her husband and three dogs were laying in bed in their home, listening to the rain and thunder, just relaxing, when they were blown out of their bed.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
They got out of bed and their toilet was laying on the floor. What happened? Lightning struck near the home septic tank in the backyard.
Ew.
That combined with the methane gas in the poop caused the bomb-like effect
that
traveled through the pipes. It exploded the toilet in their master bedroom.
That is so repulsive. When you first said this, I was like, that's no big deal. Exploding a toilet, I do that like twice a week.
Oh, yeah. No, lightning struck. It hit the gas outside in their yard. It traveled all the way down the pipe, and that force just exploded their toilet. Luckily, calm down, though. Doo-doo didn't go everywhere. But I'm just saying, though. It's like, everything okay?
That has got to smell.
They're saying the chance of this happening where your septic tank explodes and blows up your toilet, like the gas down there, is about the same percentage chance of getting hit by lightning or struck by lightning. So it's kind of like a once-in-a-lifetime thing for them, but very interesting. And finally, you know I love talking about my food. Krispy Kreme has released two new Reese's Peanut Butter Filled Donuts. The donuts come in two options, the Reese's Original Filled Peanut Butter Lover's Donut and Reese's Original Filled Chocolate Lover's Donut. I prefer the peanut butter, personally. Like, with the Reese's, do you like more peanut butter or more chocolate?
I like more chocolate, definitely. But I wish he would do one that was both. Like, why not have a peanut butter and chocolate-filled donut? Don't you think that would be good?
That wouldn't be terrible. But just in general, when it comes to Reese's, like, going back to it, I like the Easter egg ones. Those are the ones where, like, there's more peanut butter in there.
Wait, the Easter egg ones do hit different.
Oh, they do?
Those are actually really good.
What do you mean hit different? Are you putting them in a pipe and smoking? I don't understand
do
what she's doing here.
Do you not know the term?
No, I don't do drugs, Liv.
No, it's not a drug term, but that's just like what people say now. People are like, I guess that just like hits different. Or like, wow, I guess like those kind of girls just like hit, like it's just like a thing.
Poor Chad, when's the last time you said something about peanut butter and hitting it?
Well, when we played disc golf yesterday, I was like, you hit different because you miss the hole every time.
Okay. Two of the people I work with are on drugs. Great.
Also, my dad said yesterday he loves when we talk about food on the show, so I bet he's loving this.
All right, Papa C, man. Stop and buy Krispy Kreme. Just have one, though. You got to keep the health going. These are available starting yesterday for a limited time. That is Joe's Need to Know News here on Radio Now. Song of the Day is going on right now here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. It gets dramatic around here because we are going to give you a category that we've chosen. Today, it is inappropriate songs for church. Like, these songs should definitely not be played or go off on your phone while you're sitting there praising the Lord Jesus. And you get to hear our little, reasons why we think that song's the best and should be played. And your votes make the decision. You can call us at 833-563-2539. You can do the Twitter poll we have set up, Radio Now AM Show. Or you can also text. Yeah, that's what we're really trying to do is get you involved in making a decision that way. Text the word song, that's S-O-N-G, to 52140. All right, let's kick it off this morning. We're going to have Liv go first. Liv, okay. Tell us what song you've got today for the song of the day.
My song of the day is the whistle song. I feel uncomfortable listening to this song around even certain friends. That is how dirty this song is. And I will say, like, this is a song you're not even going to hear at wedding receptions because that's how dirty it is. You don't even want to play it around, like, your elderly family.
Why do you sing mine? Oh. Why do you sing mine? Why do you sing mine? Oh. I'm going to beat that pimp dumb like pimp.
Yeah, that is kind of an awkward song. I don't want to be.
I love it, though.
I don't want to be at worship.
Such a banger.
All right, Pork Chop, hang on one second, because if people want to vote for Liv, you can call us at 833-563-2539. You can tweet, take our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show, or grab your phone and text right now, one vote per person, the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Pork Chop, what do you got for inappropriate songs for church?
Well, I had a couple songs in mind, but you know, the one Liv picked, like, that's a little too dirty, I don't know. So maybe it'll win because of that. But mine, like, it's just a good song, it's got a good beat, and this first part you definitely wouldn't want to hear in church.
Jeans, the chick in the choir. I don't know. There's some people. I mean, I know this is lustful of me, and I don't want to say what church I go to, but some of the people that sing in our choir, like, I could see them dropping to the floor. Like, they're thick and they look good. Am I going to hell for that? I'm sorry.
Maybe okay. A little bit.
If you want to, if you want to vote for that song right there that Pork Chop picked out, a couple of ways you can do that. You can text the word song, S-O-N-G, to 52140. You can hop on our Twitter poll, cast a vote that way, Radio Now AM Show, and call us right now, 833-563-2539. Last but not least, you got myself here, Joe. And this song right now, I just imagine, like, if the preacher was to hear this in the hallowed walls of a church, he would be probably crying. I think Jesus, if he was up on the cross up there, would be weeping a little bit too. Just imagining if a little bit of a Little John and the East Side Boys came on with this song. You don't get low. That's where the devil's at. The devil's down low. Yeah, see, Father, I didn't say that. But could you imagine that going off in church? Oh my God.
I'd be mortified.
How awkward would that be? If you want to vote for that song, call right now. The phones are open, 833-563-2539. You could take our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show, and we also combine the votes with our text poll, which is 52140. That's the number. You want to text the word song, S-O-N-G. The category today, inappropriate songs for church. We are back, and the voting has closed for the song of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Let me remind you all the songs that you could have texted the word song to 52140. You could have called at 833-563-2539 to cast your vote, and you could have also done our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show. We start out with Liv the Web Girl. She had Wait, the Whisper Song. Category, of course, today was songs that would be very inappropriate to be at church. I could see that one. Then we had Pork Chop with Waka Flocka Flame, No Hands. That is a jam, but I don't know. I'd kind of like to hear that in church. And then I thought, could you imagine to the windows, to the wall, Little John Get Low at church? That would be awkward.
Get low, get low.
To the windows.
Lord, I apologize for even having that thought. All right, the votes are all in. Producer Porkchop, what do we have today for Song of the Day? Songs that would be inappropriate at church.
For the second day in a row, in dead last place, me, Porkchop.
You suck.
I mean, I will say...
I know what he's going to say. He's going to start making excuses.
Our listeners don't know what good music is, Joe.
No, I will say that when we came up with this category, I wanted this song first, and then Joe was like, no, I sent it to you already, but you didn't. So, whatever.
Man.
So, it's okay.
Wow, making excuses
somebody over there, little butt hurt.
Second place, Live the Web Girl.
Oh! You know what that means? That means Joe... Did not get a song updated by Porkchop. That's a producer fail right there. That's a producer fail.
No, it's not. I literally told you right before we went on air, but go ahead.
All right, so now
that's okay, but
I have
we
to
are
delay
play...
the inevitable of me winning. So
we are going to play Get Low, which honestly, I'm not joking. Any high school dance, any even college dance, any wedding, I am getting down to this song. So I'm not even mad that Joe won today because it just means I get to hear it.
Yes, you do. Your winner, Little John and the Ying Yang Twins, thank you for your votes. Get Low. You don't like it, you want to change it? You can vote tomorrow for our song of the day. But until then, enjoy this inappropriate church song, Get Low.
369.
It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show and Live the Web Girl.
Yes.
You like to keep us informed, and now you have something new. What is this, our PSA of the day?
Yes, I have a PSA of the day, a public service announcement. This is so important, it needs to be a PSA.
Okay, well, hey, the stage is yours. Let's hear what you got.
Okay, so my PSA is for thirst trap pictures with inspirational quotes. Now, if you don't know what a thirst trap is, a thirst trap is a picture that someone is taking, putting on Instagram that shows off their assets.
Their assets,
their booty, their boobs, anything like that. So it's normally kind of like a sexual kind of vibe of a picture. They're trying to be sexy and flaunt their body. Now, what I can't handle and what needs to stop, this is a PSA, stop putting inspirational quotes and long paragraphs along with your thirst trap picture. Like, I'm not going to be inspired to better my character, better myself, and be a better person and to have positive vibes because your boobs are in my face, slapping myself on my screen on my phone. Like, that makes no sense. They don't even match up. You're posting a thirst trap picture for likes, which is just pure vanity. And hey, I don't have anything against thirst traps. You post those thirst traps and then put like an emoji. It's the inspirational quotes that go along with it. Like, oh, what? You're some like inspiring Buddha? You're in some inspiring guru because you're posting a picture of your sweaty abs.
I'm an influencer, Liv. That's why I'm doing it. I am so glad that you're bringing this up because this is a PSA that needs to be out there and people need to be aware of. Because as a guy, imagine my position falling into those traps. But occasionally they put those thirsty photos out there with a motivational quote. I'm like, God, that is a good quote. But all it is your butt cheeks in my face. Or I'm like, am I a baby breastfeeding? I'm like, I am screwed. If I click on this and my wife sees it, she's going to divorce me.
Exactly. They don't match up. Your motivational quote and inspiring story does not match up with the photo of your butt on my screen. It just doesn't match up. Just stop doing it. Post all the thirst traps you want, but just put like, hey, feeling myself today. And then we're done. That's the caption. Only caption needed.
Now, why are women doing this? Can we get to the bottom of this? Is it because they need attention? Why is this happening? Because I think you need to stop, ladies.
No, here's the reason why. They feel guilty posting a thirst trap picture because they know exactly what they're trying to do. They're just trying to show off their assets and get their likes up. No shame in your game, but they feel awkward doing it. So they feel like if they post something inspirational, then it covers up they're just actually vain and just trying to get likes. That's exactly why they do it. That's why. But it needs to stop. Everyone can see through it. It's very transparent.
Live the Web Girl, I appreciate you covering the things that might be hard to talk about. That is your PSA of the day here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
After performing Boyfriend live for the first time at Lollapalooza in Chicago on Sunday, Ariana Grande partied with the guy who might be her boyfriend, Mikey Foster. Grande and others made their way from the venue to a restaurant for a surprise birthday celebration for one of her guards, and Grande and Foster were sitting next to each other during the entire dinner. Grande and Foster have known each other for a while now. He's one half of the pop duo Social House, which co-produced her songs Thank You Next and Seven Rings and opened for her on her Sweetener World Tour earlier this year. Last Friday, Grande and Social House released their joint single, Boyfriend, with Grande making out with Foster in the music video.
It's just acting, Liv. It's part of the job.
We'll
it's a tough
see.
Job.
That's what they said about Sean and Camila, and now look.
Come on. I was kidding about that. Maybe there's something with Ariana and that guy, but I feel like Sean and Camila are just pulling off an epic prank on us.
I don't think so. I think that that was the plan, and then it turned into something more. But
all right.
Grande and Foster have sparked romance rumors for weeks now, especially after Foster praised Grande in an Instagram caption. So I'm kind of hoping this happens because I need another Ariana Grande relationship.
You want all these relationships to work out.
I know. I'm a hopeless romantic.
Okay.
Khalid announced he will hold a benefit concert in honor of the El Paso shooting victims. The singer was born in Georgia but was raised in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, wow.
Khalid shared on Twitter that he is planning the benefit concert and all of the proceeds will go to the families affected by the shootings. A date for the concert hasn't been announced at this time. In a recent interview, Chris Hemsworth talked about how he had to tell his kids the truth about himself.
My kids, actually, first time they saw the movies, they were like, oh my God, Papa, you can fly. You can, you know, where's the hammer and stuff? And I said, oh, I only do it at work. I only do it at work. So they came to set one day and they're like, right, let's go. Where's all the flying and the action? And I was like, it's not real. It's not real. We're pretending. Well, I've been trying to keep it alive because it makes me look cooler in their eyes. But they're all very rapidly realizing.
I love when these celebrities, like we all think are so cool and badass, their kids are like, daddy's lame.
Yeah, exactly. Their kids still think they're lame. It does not matter who you are. Tyler Cameron, a.k.a. Tyler C., might have blown his Bachelor chances. So the host, Chris Harrison, seemingly shut down the Bachelorette Season 15 runners-up chances of being the next Bachelor after he was spotted with Gigi Hadid this weekend. Harrison told Entertainment Tonight, if Tyler is bouncing around from girl to girl and loving the life and enjoying the limelight, which, by the way, good for him, that's fine. If that's what you want to do right now, I don't blame him. He's probably enjoying life really, really well. But that's not someone we're going to want to have as our bachelor or bachelorette. So it's about sincerity. It's all about where you are in your life. And if that's where he is in his life, he's just not the guy for us. Cameron made headlines on Sunday after he was spotted with a 24-year-old supermodel in New York City. The twosome were laughing and having a great time with each other inside Dumbo House in Brooklyn. Hours later, Hadid looked very happy as she left the members-only club. And shortly after she exited, Cameron was seen getting into the same SUV, which drove the pair to Hadid's home. I am sorry, but Tyler C. is on to bigger and better things than season 15 or whatever of The Bachelor. I mean, he is with literally one of the world's most famous people in the entire world.
For how
and a
long?
Supermodel.
For how long, Liv?
I don't know. I don't know for how long. But where there's one, there is many. If he is getting with Gigi Hadid right now, all of these celebrity girls are going to be lining up
I'm
to
calling
have
it.
Second.
One and done. Nobody wants sloppy thirds and fourths.
Oh, yes, they do. Look at John Mayer. He's made a career out of it. And we still love
are
him.
Are we comparing him to John Mayer? Did
Almost
you just do that?
Well, he could be the next one. We don't know
You're
yet.
Embarrassing yourself.
Anyways, coming up in the next Garbage an hour from now, I have new info on Taylor Swift's new album.
All right, thank you so much. Liv the Web Girl with the Garbage this morning here on Radio Now. This one, like, I don't know if there's a right answer, but if you fall anywhere in this story and maybe you can relate to it, we'd really appreciate you calling us at 833-563-2539 so I could give my friend some advice. My buddy found his 15-year-old daughter's diary, and yeah, he read through it. I mean, who would not do it? Now, here's the thing. She is 15, and she has tried alcohol, which I don't think that's surprising. I'm not saying it's, like, not a big deal. As a parent,
right.
I'd be concerned, but it's not like she's the only 15-year-old that's ever tried alcohol at a party.
I mean, certainly not.
But the thing that really got him is she didn't say who. Like, he doesn't know because he's trying to find out. But his daughter at 15 wrote in there that she's had sex.
Oh.
So that is quite the scenario to have. I imagine if you're a father, like, what the heck would you do about that? And the thing is, not that he suspected it, but Liv, he knows this. At least he read it. So maybe, I don't think she'd write a fake story in her diary. What does he do about this?
Honestly, I think that the fact that he read his 15-year-old daughter's diary is a total invasion of privacy. Now, I don't have kids, so I'm speaking from a hypothetical. But if I had kids, I would not read their diary. Maybe I would read their diary when they're like 7 or 8 or even like 9 or 10, because it's going to be like innocent and cute. And then if there is something deeper going on, you know, like, you should be aware as a parent. But a 15-year-old girl, if he tells her that he read her diary, she is never going to trust him again, I don't think. I think she's going to be so hurt and so devastated that he's going to break that trust with her forever.
So does he not say anything then? Does he just keep quiet even though he knows that she's tried drinking? She's 15.
Right.
She's had sex. She's 15.
I know. And I mean, not saying that any of that stuff is right, but I don't think he confronts her. I just don't. And if he does, maybe like wait a week and then just have like maybe like a re-talk about the birds and the bees, you know? And talking about how, like, maybe you should wait until it's someone special. You know, maybe, like, bring that up, but distance it out a little bit so it's not obvious that he was, like, snooping through her stuff.
833-563-2539. What should he do in the situation? And I want to know, too, if you're a parent, have you looked through your kid, I assume daughter's journal or, like, diary and found anything out? And if you did you confront them? Did you say something? I get what you're saying, and you're right. A journal is private, but Liv, I guarantee you, if you were a parent, which scares me to imagine down the road, and you had a little 16-year-old Olivia Jr., and she found out, she's like, yeah, I had some White Claws, and I hooked up with a boy. You would not keep quiet about it and have a birds and the bee talk. You would put a chastity belt on her, and she'd be going to a convent.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know how I would react, like, in that situation, because I'm not in it. But what I think I would do, I really think I would do that. I don't think I would say, I read your diary, I can't believe you're doing this, you're punished, blah, 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 blah. I would just have a conversation about it.
Courtney is on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Let's kick things off with you. Courtney, what did you want to say?
Okay, so I had this exact thing happen to me. My mom read my diary when I was 16. And she never told me, but she talked to the entire family behind my back what was in the diary.
That's even worse. So,
how bad were you?
So bad. And it was about, like, you know, us kissing and kind of, you know, fooling around. And so I thought I was really stupid for putting that in a diary. But she had to snoop around because it was behind my, like, underneath my bed against the wall. So she had to, like, crawl underneath my bed to find this, like, diary. And it was awful because she made it so obvious that she had read it, because she and my three sisters all had the birds and the bees talk with me within a week.
Oh, my gosh. So you knew something was happening.
Yeah, it was awful, and, like, I just, like, never trusted her again, kind of, because, like, you searched for my diary, so I would tell this person to not make it obvious, at least, and I would be more concerned about the alcohol instead of the sex.
What do you mean? If you get pregnant, a baby comes. I think the alcohol is least of the problems, but Courtney, thanks for calling in and sharing your story at 833-563-2539.
So Cheryl on Facebook said he should be a parent and confront her. He's her father and not her friend.
But here's the thing, though. I don't think this is being a friend. It'd be one thing if he's like, hey, you can drink in the house, like, you're my friend.
Right.
It's like, this is her private diary, but at the same time, you're right. He is the father, and he's got to make those decisions. Hey, Wendy, thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. What should my friend do? He found his 15-year-old daughter's diary, and this past summer, she hooked up, and she tried alcohol for the first time.
Honestly, I feel like he should confront her, because she's 15. She's not 18. At the age of 15, there's no privacy. Not in my house, at least. he needs to confront her, because if she comes home pregnant or with an STD, then it's going to be too late. And as far as the alcohol, she's 15. She's underage drinking. Now, what if she drinks too much and catches alcohol poison? So she needs to know the importance of that also. He's her father, not her friend. There's no privacy. So I'm sorry, Liz, but there's not.
Wendy is team snitch over here. She's going to be on the dad's side.
I just have a question. So, Wendy, do you think that he should say, hey, I read your diary and found your stuff?
Yeah. So, I'm her mama.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Man, you can't get away with anything with Wendy as your mom.
No.
Hey, Wendy, I like that, though. Thanks for calling in at 833-563-2539. I want to get some more calls. I would love to hear from people both that have been in that situation and found something, but also maybe you're the person that wrote in the diary, and I want to know what happened, what kind of secret was exposed, and what do you think my friend should do here? 833-563-2539. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, 833-563-2539. If you'd like to join in the conversation, Radio Now AM Show for Twitter and Instagram. For Facebook, just use our Facebook page to search for Radio Now and give it a like. My friend found his 15-year-old daughter's diary, and after reading through it, which, yeah, I know he shouldn't have, but what do you expect a father or a mother to do? Of course they're going to do it because they want to make sure their kid's not doing anything they shouldn't be. Well, guess what? She was doing stuff she shouldn't be. She's tried alcohol this past summer, and she's also had sex. So that's not exactly something I can keep quiet about. He's wondering, do I confront my daughter? I mean, what do I say? I can't. What, you know, I can't just sit on back. Let's go to Ty. Hey, or is it Ty Best? Hey, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What up?
Hi. I was calling about the situation. I don't think your friend is wrong for reading her diary. Because it is something that I think is an asset as far as it goes parenting, because it lets us know what's going on with our kids. It could be something other than alcohol or sex that she's feeling, like maybe sexual abuse or, you know, bullying. And as far as it goes with how he should confront her, I am all for him talking to her, but I think he should use some discretion to a certain degree and not say, hey, I read your diary, but probably just, you know, recap about birds and bees, alcohol, and letting her know that, hey, you know, someone could take advantage of you and you could get really sick and go to the hospital. Children are going to, you know, explore different things. I remember being a teenager and doing a lot of crazy things that maybe I shouldn't have done, but I survived. But
no, totally. Those are good points. Hey, Ty, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. Quinn, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What should my friend do? He found his 15-year-old daughter's diary and he read through it.
So I almost agree with Liv. I kind of agree with everybody here, but I almost agree with Liv because I feel like if he tells her that, hey, I read your diary, she's going to shut him out and she's not going to feel comfortable having like normal conversations with him saying, hey, Dad, this is what's going on. And this, I don't know what to do here, but I feel like if he's snooping around and she's not going to feel like she can come to him because he's just going to be nosy about it.
Yeah, that could be awkward.
And see, that's what I think too. Like I was 23 when I was like, wow, maybe everything my parents ever said was actually right and correct. But I didn't listen to my parents to what they said. I thought they were being overprotective and all that kind of stuff until I was 23. That's a long time. So if he betrays her trust now, it might be years and years until she's like, wait, you know what? Maybe he was right. Maybe he was doing, like, looking out for me.
Yeah, but devil's advocate, though. She's, hooking up with a boy, which I'm not judging her for. That a lot of kids experiment and do things. But what if she gets pregnant? Oh, great. What, are you going to be on MTV, 16 and pregnant? I think it's worth having that awkward exchange. And maybe she's mad at her dad for looking if it prevents a teen pregnancy or something that's going to be with her the rest of her life.
Maybe it opens up a dialogue for it, but I don't think he needs to say, hey, I read your diary.
Yeah, I'd say somebody told me about it that found it on the floor. Corin, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What's up?
Hey, I think we have the tendency of being rather incestuously possessive of our daughter's virginity. And I think instead of talking about her diary, he needs to focus on his relationship with her. Because obviously she's seeking love and attention from boys, and that starts with at home. And if she was really close to him and comfortable with him, he wouldn't need to scoop. She would talk to him.
I think that is such an interesting perspective. You're the first one to kind of have that view and outlook on it, but I kind of agree with that. I think that is so interesting.
What, the virginity part?
No, just being like, if he had maybe he should worry about strengthening his relationship with his daughter because there should be an open dialogue.
I don't know her side of it, but I know my guy, and he's always had a good relationship with his daughter. Like, they actually seem to be somewhat close.
No, I get that, but they can be close, and they cannot hate each other, and he can be supportive, but they still don't talk about serious things like that because sometimes it can be awkward.
No teenager says, hey, mom, I lost my virginity, or hey, dad, I got wasted last night. Right. Nobody is that close. I mean, that's a decent point,
I don't know.
You think that would happen in a close relationship?
Maybe she might not admit that, but maybe she feels close enough to him that if she does anything or has questions or is sad about something, like maybe losing her virginity, she can go to him and talk to him without a judgment.
Shannon, what do you think? My buddy found this diary and his daughter this past summer tried alcohol and she had sex for the first time. She's only 15.
I think that it's not a matter of him finding her diary and reading that. It's like, the fact that everybody is freaking out about a 15-year-old that's had sex just because she's a female, like, I get it, but he's worried that something will happen, and it's great to open up a dialogue with your daughter or your child about that, but let's not forget that she's doing normal things that normal teenagers do, and that she shouldn't be shamed for or made to blow out of proportion for this. Like, she's probably already going through enough right now with her own feelings on how she feels with losing her virginity, let alone having her parents yell at her and tell her it was wrong.
So you think that's, but you're saying though, I just want to make sure I understand, Shannon, that it's normal to at 15 to have sex. It's like,
to start experimenting with it, yes. I mean, that's the normal age that kids start experimenting with what their body and what they're feeling and what they're doing. And I mean, the problem that we have right now is all of these parents and all of these people want to shame them and make them feel like they can't tell anybody because if they do, they're going to be judged. And that is what a diary is for. A diary doesn't judge you. It just is something you can talk to, and it doesn't talk back.
That, I think that's a problem, though. It doesn't talk back. You are 15, and I'm not shaming her at all. I lost my virginity when I was 15, and I regret it. I've openly said that I regret losing my virginity at such a young age. I wish I had a more open dialogue with, like, you know, my sisters and my parents, and that I listened to my parents more and trusted them more because I was too young. Was I, like, torn up about it? No, but looking back, I'm like, I wish I would have waited for something more special and until I was older and way more mature to do it. I don't think it's shaming. I think it's just opening up a dialogue to realize, you know, the importance and the value that's on it.
Hey, thank you so much, Shannon, for calling in. Actually, thanks for everybody that called in, also hopped on our Facebook page, and did anything else, any way that you were involved in that conversation. We really appreciate you. And I think I at least have a decent idea to tell my buddy. I could share this podcast with him, and maybe he can hear your comments, too, and go from there. Definitely an awkward situation to be in. I don't think there's any easy way to handle that, but thank you guys so much for doing that. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Oh, goodness gracious. The excitement and the disappointment that comes with Dare Dice is next level. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and we are live on Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. And Dare Dice, the way it works, is on Tuesdays, we have a dice, a little die, and it's got the number 1 through 6. The goal is to get the highest number, the lowest number, which is 1, which I believe Liv rolled last week when she lost and had to eat an onion, was not good. Pork Chop was our first loser. I don't remember what he had as far as a number, but he had to do the ice pack challenge, is where he had to put an ice pack down the front of his pants and freeze off his little twig and berry. And I asked him I told him he could keep the ice pack, but then I wanted it back. But then I realized the actual thing I want back was all over his twigs and berries. And I've now decided that I'll just spend the money to get a new one because that just grosses me out a little bit. Now, it is time to roll the die. Why don't we have, do you want to go first, Liv? Because you were the big loser last week. Do you want to go first, or who would you like to go?
I want to get it over with.
Okay.
Let me go first.
All right, Pork Chop, take the camera. And Liv, you want to roll a number high. You do not want to roll a 1 or a 2 or, you know, so forth. Let's see here.
I'm so scared.
All right, here we go. Liv, the web girl, the roll, and it is a 3. How do you feel about a 3?
It's not the best, but it's not the worst. Obviously, it's in the middle. That's just like math and science. So I'm feeling better. It's better than a 1.
All right,
it's better than a 1.
Who do you want to go next? You want Pork Chop to go or do you want me to go?
I want Pork Chop to go next.
All right, there's your die. You got to do better than a 3. I'm praying he rolls a 2. That feels good if he rolls a 2.
I hope I'm as good at dice rolling as I am at disc golf.
And the number we're looking at is a one. Pork Chop has rolled a one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pork Chop.
He kind of is good at rolling dice. He is so dejected right now. He's not even talking. Come back.
He feels so defeated.
I got a one my first time, and then the other time I got a two. I got a three, and Liv got a two.
Snake eye. All right. Now, there's a chance. I don't want to, but I could roll a one as well, and that means that Pork Chop and I have to have a roll-off. But if not, me and Liv get sweet, sweet victory, and we get to relax.
Joe hasn't done it yet, so
I know.
I'm hoping that Joe rolls a one, and him and Pork Chop have to roll again for sudden death.
Are you ready?
I'm not looking.
Here we go, and it is a six! It's a six! Oh, no, Dare Dice, punish it for me! Pork Chop, look at it. You can't touch it yet, but this is the box of shame, and inside of the box of shame is a punishment that you will face tomorrow at this time.
If you are on Instagram Live, you can see his face, and it's literally a sad puppy dog face. Chops!
I forget what's in the box of shame.
Oh, there's so many things, and we're going to add some more to it. So you will have to think about what possibly, that's the worst part too. You don't even know what your punishment is until you show up on site. I mean, Liv and I will figure it out, but you have no clue.
Great.
All right, that is Dare Dice Part 1. Make sure you listen tomorrow around this time to have producer Pork Chop dig his hand into the box of shame and face his punishment. This was something that has obviously affected people that listen to us in Texas and just in general across the country because of over the weekend there was a shooting in El Paso and in Dayton, Ohio. Lots of people killed, lots of people injured. And President Trump yesterday spoke, and I guess the whole point of this thing is I'd like to have a conversation. And the question I'm throwing out there, and maybe there's more questions too, but I guess in general, how, if it even is possible, do you stop gun violence? I mean, what do you think the actual cause of it is? Is it video games and movies? Is it broken homes? Is it mental health? President Trump spoke yesterday, and I cut it down. I didn't try to cut anything out, but I tried to take a 12-minute speech and get to his main points about, I guess, what he wants to do and work on with his administration and trying to stop and curb these mass shootings. This is what he said yesterday.
First, we must do a better job identifying and acting on early warning signs. The social media companies to develop tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike. The monster in the Parkland High School in Florida had many red flags against him, and yet nobody took decisive action. Second, we must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. Third, we must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun. Fourth, we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process.
So that was President Trump speaking yesterday and talking about how to maybe stop these mass shootings and gun violence and plans that him and his administration have in place. But I'm wondering, what do you think? How do you actually stop gun violence? What is the cause of it? He brought up some examples, and I guess I can see how they're graphic and violent as far as video games, but I think that's just blaming the same thing on movies. Have things gotten more graphic and violent? Yes. Could that be a thing? But I remember being a kid, and I was talking to Pork Chop about this yesterday. We used to always play games where you shoot stuff. Like, what was it? GoldenEye or 007? That used to happen all the time when we were kids. I played Mortal Kombat, which my little bro Michael plays now. And that's a very violent game, but I don't see that kid going and hurting somebody. I think mental health might have part of it to play, but I kind of wonder, at least myself, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong. It's just an opinion or a thought, and that's what you can do too. 833-563-2539. Excuse me. I think it's maybe all of a combination, but a lot of it is broken homes. I feel like a lot, not all, but a lot of people, they're coming from places where the family's not all there. Like, I came from, like, a single-parent household. Liv, you don't think so as much. At least you're giving me a look right there. But I think a lot of it has to do with a broken home or a home structure. I'm not saying you can't have a single parent raise a good kid, but a lot of these kids, I feel like there's not the family. Like, where's the family? Where are the people at?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know the background of all of these, you know, mass shooters. But if we even take a look at, you know, the mass shooting in Vegas, that guy had a girlfriend. That guy had a brother.
I think he's the exception, though. No, you're right. He seemed to be normal. All of his guns, if people were to say, well, you have to have legal like laws, he had all of his guns. He had tons of them, but they were all legally purchased. They were all legal firearms. Now, he modified them a bit doing that bump stock thing. But other than that, his guns, he owned them legally. He didn't get them off the streets.
I don't know. I think blaming broken homes for it, there's just so many people with a not stereotypically like normal home structure.
Yeah.
There's so many people in our culture like that. Like divorce is so common and single 50%. Parents are so common. Exactly. That I'm saying that's a kind of strange thing to blame it on broken homes.
I think it's a big contributing factor.
I mean, I just disagree.
What do you think it is then?
I think a lot of it is mental health. I think a ton of it, obviously, is mental health. No one in the right state of mind or who wasn't suffering from extreme, like, mental health issues would do something like that. Like, someone who is in a right state of mind and would just never go into a Walmart or something like that and shoot people. That's just not going to happen if you're in the right state of mind. And I also think there are so many violent video games out there. And I know you said, you and Porkchop have both said that you guys played them when you were kids.
I still play Call of Duty now, like, which is very graphic, a lot of blood, very realistic.
No, I totally agree with that. But I'm saying that, you know, I think the ages of kids playing these games have gotten younger, and also for the time that they're playing them. You know, Porkchop and you, when did you start playing Call of Duty? Probably not until you were probably like 18 or so.
No, but I'm saying I played violent games with blood and you shot stuff and people or whatever the thing was when I was probably the same age of these kids nowadays that are doing them. They weren't as advanced. Like now,
seven?
Yes, young. Like, games were out like that.
And how long would you play for a day, would you say?
I don't know the time. So you're saying it's prolonged exposure to a video game?
Yeah, I mean, I think kids, you know, like 7-year-olds are playing Fortnite for 7 hours at a time.
833-563-2539. Deanne, or Deanna, sorry about that. What do you think about this? What do you think, if there is even one, can you pinpoint it or in a direction about what causes this kind of gun violence and mass shootings that happened over this weekend in Texas and in Ohio?
I think it's hate. As a society, I think that was what we were accustomed to. I think that's what we've bred. It's pure hate against immigrants, people of other colors, people that love the same sex. It's pure hate. I don't believe it's broken homes or video games. My kids play video games, and they came from a broken home.
Not to do a gotcha, but it's just like, because it is, these are all different. There's been so many shootings. They're all different. Would you say that it was racism or hatred towards those kids that were killed in Sandy Hook? Those were little kids. Like, why did that shooter go shoot up a bunch of little kids?
I don't know about that.
And I'm not saying that's a whole other thing.
I'm not saying all of it, but the majority, I have heard that they're white supremacists and they're against immigration. From the majority,
interesting.
Yes, I believe it's hatred.
I'm okay, and I don't know. Like, this is where, like, I try to be as informed as I am. But was the I don't think the mass shooter that killed, like, what, 54, 59 people in Vegas at that country concert? I don't think he was like, I'm going to kill Hispanics or I'm going to kill Mexicans. Right. Like, I don't think that was his goal. I think he's just like, we don't even know what his motive was.
And that's the thing too. A huge thing that they research and they investigate when these things happen is motive. And sometimes we do end up finding that there's a connection to ISIS. But for some of them, there's no connection. Like, for Vegas, there was no motive. And, you know, I don't know about the El Paso shooting or the Dayton shooting that happened this past weekend, but it didn't seem like they were targeting, from what I've heard. It didn't seem like
El Paso was. The guy had a manifesto he put out there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
If you read into that, he was talking about Latinos and Mexicans saying that they don't coming into our country.
And you know what? That is motivated by hate. And she was right about that. And the Orlando shooting, obviously, someone went into a
Pulse
gay
nightclub.
You know, and which is known to be a gay nightclub. And so it almost seemed like there was targeted. There was, you know, hate behind it. So, she does make an interesting point.
Do we take all these things away? Which the answer is no. But do we take away the internet? Do we take away video games and TV? Like, does the government just control everything? I mean, that's obviously an extreme reach, but that's where a lot of stuff's happening is. This is where people are meeting other like-minded people like them.
I mean, I don't know if they take away things like that, but I do think, you know, monitoring, like, what age kids are when they start playing these violent video games, when they start watching violent TV, I think that would help. And I think it's interesting. They're talking about putting regulations on video games with just imaginary guns, why aren't they kind of talking about putting regulations on, like, real guns that are out there? Just, like, stricter regulations.
Ebony, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you want to say?
Well, I had heard you say that, like, broken homes. From what I have seen, a lot of the kids come from a two-parent home. Like the Columbine shooting, for example, he came from an upper-middle-class home. We had two parents there. So I really feel like it's about us being parents and recognizing our own kids and mental capacities and restricting them from playing video games a whole lot, seeing violent things. And if we see that that triggers them in some kind of way, then we need to seek help. Every child is different. But it feels like it's a parenting thing, not where the parents come from. So it's right. Like, if I have kids, I'm going to make sure that I'm watching them and I'm monitoring them. And if I see that them playing Call of Duty is making them a little bit more violent, then I'm going to take Call of Duty away and I'm going to have that conversation with my kid. But I don't think it has anything to do with a two-parent or a one-parent home.
No, it's just the actual broken home in general. You could have a grandma or grandpa raising a kid. Technically, it's a broken home, but like there's an actual family support there. There's no family, however you want to categorize it. That's what I'm talking about. Ebony,
yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think, I don't know exactly what you're meaning by broken home, but I don't think
there's
necessarily...
no actual family structure there. Whether it is a mom and dad together or a dad and dad, whatever, there's nobody there. There's not that one person. There's nobody that gives a crap about that person that is invested in them. The parents might be there, but they're absent. They might physically be there, but they're useless.
Right. When I think of broken home, I think of like separated parents or there's a parent missing or something like that.
I think any and all would work.
And I think it does maybe just come from a lack of parenting, an absence of some sort.
Hey, we got a lot of phone calls coming in. Porch House getting them. We'll get to those in just 1 second. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. I want to get to everybody on the phone that I can, but you need to have your point ready to go and get to it quickly. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and the number is 833-563-2539. Liv, is this up on our Facebook page, too?
Yes, it's up on our Facebook. Just search Radio Now and also our Twitter, at Radio Now AM Show.
Okay, we're talking about here, how do you stop gun violence? I mean, what is the cause of it? What do you think? Some examples, President Trump said that they're going to try to go after these mass shootings in Ohio and in Texas over the weekend. He said it's got to be some of the video games, the movies. We're just having a violent culture. We need to work on our violent culture. He said maybe the home structure, maybe mental health, a lot of different things. And these are all ideas. Maybe some are right, some are wrong. What do you think? Is it gun? Is it actually having like more gun laws? What do you think? 833-563-2539. Let's kick it off with Anna. Hey, Anna, you're on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Thanks for calling in. What do you want to say?
Good morning. I just wanted to say that President Trump spoke on the better mental health, like red flags. And I think a huge problem of that is so many of these people that have the red flags we're looking for aren't even seeking mental health treatment in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if that's something he wants to reform, I just hope he knows what that means in the fact that he'll need to work on getting better access to mental health care also. It's a ton of people slipping through the cracks that we should be worried about.
Yeah,
I
think our country and generally bring up a good point. Not necessarily it's going to go to a mass shooting and kill people, but just in general, I think mental health is such a huge issue that we don't tackle that we need to help people out with, and it's becoming more common that it's okay. Like I talk about it all the time. It's probably annoying if you listen to the show how I talk about how I go to my therapist all the time, but I hope that people realize, oh, Joe goes? I guess I could go there and talk to somebody if I'm feeling upset or sad or whatever's going on. Hey, thank you, Anna, for calling in this morning.
We have something on Twitter that someone said, people kill people. Guns are a tool. So are knives and bombs. I don't see people shouting for bomb control. They blame the bomber. Why is this different? I think it's different because you can't just go to Walmart and buy a bomb like you can go to Walmart and buy a gun. We have way more access to guns than we do bombs. It is actually illegal for you to even post instructions on how to make a bomb on the internet. And it's illegal to make a bomb. So, I mean, there are restrictions on bombs. So, I just don't. I think there's two different
people. I understand where people want to have more gun regulations, and I get that. At the same time, though, like it's so insensitive. There's no emotion. But as a statement, it is factually true that the guns don't shoot themselves. It's a person that actually pulls the trigger. That is factual.
Yeah. No, I absolutely agree. I absolutely agree that it is the people as well. It's not like guns are the only thing to blame.
Hey, B, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say?
Hey, I wanted to comment on the, I guess, blaming the mass shootings on broken homes.
Is that a possibility if there's not somebody there in that person's life?
I totally disagree with that, man. You have millions of African-Americans and Latinos that come from broken homes. I mean, kids are raising themselves, and you not heard of one black kid doing a mass murder.
I mean, you know factually, I mean? I don't know if you're right, but I would say, like, I agree with you without having, like, all the facts. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, the last domestic terrorist or mass shooter being an African-American or like, a black kid, and
then
I can't.
What do you think it is, then, B?
What do I think it is? I honestly think it's just evil, bro. And hate. America was founded on hate, segregation, slavery. And people believe that this country is for white people. And any other race is a burden bearer of that race,
all
being
right,
the white person.
Here's what we're going to do, B. We're going to spread some love right now. This is Pork Chop, and I love you, all right?
Oh, it's all love, baby. It's all love. And that's what we need. It's love.
Yes. Love your neighbor.
Hey, B, man. Thank you for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Carolyn, hey, what's up? What did you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I believe it's more acts of terrorism and people who just don't have respect for other people and just for lives in general.
Where is the love? That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I feel like Porkchop's going to put on a Black Eyed Peas song, which I think we all agree is a terrible choice right now. I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
Like, I honestly don't think that it's anything to deal with your mentality or your broken home. I mean, heck, I'm from a broken home. I'm not fully 100% awesome, let's just say that. And I have guns, but you don't see me going to a Walmart and shooting up people just because.
No, I totally get you.
I love people too much to go ahead and go out somewhere and just randomly shoot a bunch of people.
Same.
There's a disconnect. Like, I remember I went hunting one time, and shooting a deer was, like, the hardest thing I ever did in my life. I couldn't even imagine pointing a gun at somebody. I can't even punch somebody in the face. Pork Chop and I, like, we get at each other's throats. Like, I couldn't imagine hitting him, let alone shooting someone. Like, there's something wrong.
Same.
There's something missing. There's something off when that happens. And we don't have any answers here, and I don't want to do this all the time on the show, but, God, I think it is good to talk and have a dialogue here. And, did you know, I am actually very happy. Nobody yelled. Nobody called each other names. We had just a decent civil conversation, and I think that's what we need to do more in life, whether it's politics, whether it's guns, whatever the debate might be, the hot-button topic, I think that's how you handle it. And I'm glad that we were able to have that conversation here on the show.
Oh, I trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
I'm not going to lie. This garbage is a little bit darker than the other garbages.
Probably. Oh, great.
Yeah,
Liv, really bringing the mood up. Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry. I'll end with a good story, though. So first I'll go to Sheryl Crow, and she's speaking out about the molestation allegations brought against Michael Jackson in the documentary Leaving Neverland. Crow performed with Jackson during the years when James Safechuck, who appeared in Leaving Neverland, was also traveling with Jackson. She said, Safechuck was a great kid and the whole time he was with us, which was the better half of an 18-month tour. I always wondered, what in the world are his parents doing, you know? When asked if she guessed what Jackson was doing to Safechuck, Crow said that she thought there were a lot of exceptions made because of Jackson's status at the time. Cheryl added, he didn't intentionally project it, but it was a part of his aura, this almost being untouchable and almost alien-like. And yeah, I mean, I'm sad and I'm mad at a lot of people. I feel like there was just a huge network of people that allowed all of that to go on, and it's just tragic. Casey Affleck has opened up about the sexual harassment allegations made against him. The actor and director was sued by two women who worked with him on his 2010 film, I'm Still Here. He discussed the industry fallout with Dax Shepard on his podcast on Monday. Affleck said he's an ardent supporter of the Me Too movement, saying it was preposterous not to be. Affleck made the conscious decision to stay quiet when two civil lawsuits claiming sexual misconduct against him began to gain steam in the media. Eventually, two more women employed on the set defended Affleck's conduct on set, insisting they had never seen anything that was out of the ordinary. Affleck said he appreciated the gesture, but added he still held responsibility either way because he was the boss on set. He said, I think it's a lesson that I had to sort of learn and be humbled about. I was a producer. I was technically the boss. Are women paid 70 cents on the dollar? Are women constantly giving mountain of stuff at work? Are men believed over women and promoted over women? Are screenplays written with male leads on and on and on? Yes, 100%. That's really what is important and has to change. He said the next generation of kids were coming up like a tidal wave and would sweep through the social changes that have been so difficult for the generation preceding them. I think that was a great response to all of those allegations. Adam Lambert, who is currently touring as a lead singer for Queen, talked about a homophobia he has experienced in the music industry and that it came from music executives worried about how he would be accepted.
My experience with homophobia within the music industry has just been about certain barriers that were put in place. I think in many cases, a lot of the people that were the gatekeepers in these situations might not have been homophobic themselves on a personal level, but were fearful of how it would work for an openly gay artist to work in a mainstream music situation. So a lot of it was resistance, fear, and uncertainty.
I think that's interesting. Taylor Swift held this second lover secret session Sunday night, and it reportedly lasted 13 hours. So that's where she invites some of her top fans to her home,
a
private location, and she plays the album for them before it's even released. It started at 4 p.m. and ended at 5 a.m.
There better be some pizza or some Taco Bell.
Apparently, she like home makes goodies for everyone. Swift played 113 fans her new album at her Nashville home. One guest tweeted about a collaboration with Katy Perry and Selena Gomez before deleting it. You sign an NDA when you go into her home for these things.
Yeah, you're not allowed to put that information out there.
Right. Allegedly, Perry, Gomez, and Swift do a song about female empowerment. Yes, I am here for it.
It's Liv's new theme song.
Yes. Some fans were quick to shoot down such a rumor after all guests are expected to keep their lips sealed, and any leaks from the secret sessions are practically impossible to confirm. Another guest posted that the album vibe definitely matches the color of the album cover. It has 1989 feels, Speak Now lyrics, fearless hints, and none of Reputation. Another fan wrote on Tumblr that she told Taylor she felt like the world is on fire, to which Taylor replied, yeah, we're living in a hellscape. That is the garbage.
Liv the Web Girl, thank you so much for that. Interesting stuff right there. It is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Coming up in less than 10, we got your dummy of the day. Got Raymond on hold this morning, and I need more of you to call in at 833-563-2539. It's really simple. I just need you to be honest to see if this is possible. But I'm going to try to guess just by talking to you if you're white, if you're black, if you're a man or a woman. I think that's pretty obvious.
Old, young.
Yep, all those good things. The reason why I bring this up is Lenny Bree, our technical producer, and Laura, they work in Houston on 92.1. They were talking the other day to some listeners. And I guess, Lenny, what were they saying about me, the listeners, or they had a question?
Pretty much they were like, Joe is a white? I showed them your Instagram.
What, they think I was black?
They thought you were a black dude, and get this, with glasses.
Why the glasses?
I don't know. They're like, he sounds like a black guy with glasses.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning
so,
Show.
AKA
coming
Urkel.
Up, we got that brand new Blenny Blanco song.
Wow, okay, so that's interesting.
Oh, maybe I know why.
Why?
Maybe they heard you played disc golf and like, oh, he's obviously a nerd. You know who else is a nerd? Urkel. They put the two and two together.
Did I know that?
I don't know. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so they thought that I was a black nerd. Okay. See, that just blows my mind, though, because I don't know. Like, do I sound like that? 833-563-2539. The one thing I could picture if people imagine hearing my voice, hey, it's Joe from Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, you would think that I'm probably a skinny short guy, but I'm actually like 5'11", 6 foot, and I'm really fat. So I don't know, like, if you've never seen my photo before,
yeah.
You can go check us out, Radio Now AM Show, and you can find all of our Instagram accounts to follow us individually, too. You'll see more of me, but...
Yeah, I've had people who like didn't know what you looked like, and then I showed them a picture, and they're like, oh my gosh, I did not picture him like that at all.
I didn't realize he was so fat. Wow. All right, now I want to try that. I'm going to go to the first line I have available here, and if you can help me out, call us 833-563-2539. And I need you to be honest. It's not to try to prove I was wrong. Raymond, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Raymond, I don't know. I just want to talk to you a little bit real quick. How's your day going?
It's all right. I'm working.
Okay, you're working. What do you do for a living?
I'm a crane operator.
Okay. I'm going to guess just by your voice, and this is totally, I don't even know how I'm doing this. I'm going to guess you're a white guy. Are you white?
No.
What?
No.
What are you, Raymond?
I'm Hispanic.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Guess
oh for one. Raymond, I'm going to guess your age. I'm going to say, and let's say within 5 years, they'll give it to me. I'm going to guess that Raymond is 27.
Bro.
What are you?
21.
Oh! You are bad at this.
And let's stick with the one glasses theme because somebody thought I wore glasses. Yeah. I'm going to say Raymond does not wear glasses or contacts.
You got that right.
Yeah! Oh, I'm so smart!
You had a 50-50 chance there, let's be honest.
Raymond, thank you for calling in, man. I really appreciate you helping me out here. See, that's this hilarious. Is such a flawed system. Let's go to Caitlin this morning. Hey, Caitlin, you're on Joe on the Radio on our morning show. What are you up to this morning? I just need to hear your voice.
Hey, I'm good. I'm just driving into work.
Oh, God. See, I can't tell now. I want to.
I can.
You okay? Well, don't say it.
I won't.
Let's guess race first, just by because somebody thought I was a black guy with glasses. I'm gonna say I want to. Can you talk a little bit more, Caitlin? Like, what'd you have for dinner or breakfast this morning?
I actually had a brownie, which may sound odd, but I had a brownie.
No.
Yeah, that sounds so good.
Okay, I'm gonna say. Gosh, I'm gonna say Caitlin's white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There we go. I'm on track. Caitlin, I'm going to guess your age, if that's okay. Do you mind revealing that if I get it right or wrong?
That's fine.
Okay. Caitlin, you're mature, but not too mature. You're 33.
No, I am not.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
God!
Oh, my gosh. You're so bad at this, Joe.
All right, Caitlin, you wear glasses, though. I know I'm right about that.
No, I don't, actually.
This sucks. Caitlin, have you seen a photo of me?
Yes, I have. I know exactly who you are.
Did I look like what you thought? Like, did you ever picture that I'd be a black guy with glasses?
No, honestly, when I first started listening, no. I didn't really know what you would look like, but definitely not with the long beard, no.
Okay. Were you, like, blown away, like, wow, that's really attractive? Okay, thanks, Caitlin. Thanks. Let's wrap it up this morning with Bubba. Hey, Bubba.
Morning.
Good morning. Not to stereotype, but I don't know a lot of black guys named Bubba, so I'm going to say Bubba's probably white.
What about Bubba Gump?
What? Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Oh, dang it. You're right. You're right. I'm going with white still.
You're right. I'm white.
Okay, there we go.
Caucasian.
Come on.
Whatever you want to call it.
Thank you. Yes, I'm doing a census here. I need to put Caucasian. Okay.
Dude, I can't believe you got that right.
Come on. I would say 99.9% of Bubbas are white dudes. Am I wrong?
I mean, but listen to him. We're not going by his... You read the name off the screen. You didn't even listen to his voice.
No, I did. I had him talk. But I just assumed just by looking at the name.
Let's
talk more, Bubba.
Age.
Yeah, Bubba, go ahead and talk. I need to hear you. Like, what are you looking forward to doing today?
I'm looking forward to going to work, talking to a few people. Done ate my cheesy grits this morning, so I'm going to have some ribs for breakfast for lunch.
Are you from Houston?
No, I'm not from Houston.
Oh, okay. You got that wrong.
Okay, let's see here. I'm going to say that you are a young man. You are 23.
No, sir, I'm not.
How old are you?
35.
Wow, I was going to guess that. I was going to guess 33.
No, you weren't. You were saying that.
I swear.
All guess right. His height.
Okay, you know his height? You know
I
it?
Do, yeah.
Okay, Bubba. God, he could be that short Napoleon type with a deep, ballsy voice, or he could be really tall. Bubba, let's say you're a big boy that eats his cheesy grits, which sound pretty darn good, and you have that meat and those ribs. I'm going to say Bubba's a big boy. He's like 6'4", 6'5".
Oh.
You are correct.
Yeah!
Wow!
Hi, Porgy!
But you've also got it all wrong there, though.
What?
It's Billiam.
Oh, Billiam!
Wait, hold on. What is this
wait
trickery here?
Minute.
Oh, it's the guy that calls in all the time with the accent, but he doesn't have an accent now.
Now I don't even know if your real voice is Billiam or if you're somebody else.
No, this is really Billiam. That's my favorite American voice to do.
Wow.
Man, you can't call up switching your accent.
I know. For those of you who don't know, Billiam calls in pretty frequently. He's one of our well-known
callers.
And he's, what are you, Scottish?
I'm from Scotland, yeah.
Yeah, so he's Scottish, and he calls it all the time. You tricked me with that American
game.
Accent.
Wait. Did you really have cheesy grits this morning?
I really did. This new girl I'm talking to, she was like, you should really have some grits, and I'll put some cheese in them. And I was like, cheesy grits? I was like, I don't even know what grits are. And she was like, oh, it's, you know, it's some crap. And I was like, give it to me.
Bubba, I'll tell you what, cheesy grits will change your life, man. I'm so happy to hear that you got a woman like that in your life. Thank you for calling in. I couldn't get to Shannon or Ariel, but thank you. Maybe we can do this again.
People, when they meet me, they're like, I thought you were Asian, by the way you sound on the air. Do I sound Asian?
I don't even know what that is.
No, no, pork chop. You sound very Caucasian. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
If you don't already follow us on Instagram, you need to, because we're going to put a swipe up link for today's dummy of the day. It's so amazingly bad that it's great. An inmate who was in jail, he's a 42-year-old guy. He's serving a 73-year prison sentence for drug trafficking in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Tried to escape. That's not uncommon, but what was his plan? He said, you know what I'll do? I'll disguise myself as my 19-year-old daughter. And, well, that's what he tried to do. She came to visit. He disguised himself as her, and he tried to leave the prison. This involved her bringing in somehow, I don't know how it was possible, she snuck in a black bra, a pink t-shirt with donut hearts on it, tight jeans, a silicone mask of her face.
What?
So this was specially made, and a long black wig, which because she has long black hair. The costume almost worked. The thing that actually gave it away, the guards noticed the daughter was acting so nervous that they took a closer look and realized, oh wait, that's not her, that's the father. And they actually have the video of him taking off the disguise, like taking off the glasses. They pull the wig off, so then it's like the silicone mask. They take the shirt off, so it's like, oh, that looks like a guy's body. The bra comes off flat-chested, and then you see like he rips off the silicone mask. He's like,
oh my god,
he's trying to get it off. Yeah.
Dude.
It's amazing.
This is literally like Mrs. Doubtfire goes to jail.
You can see the video if you go to our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show.
Surprised you know that movie, Liv.
Hey, I'm cool with the times.
Oh my goodness. What's going on? It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. And what are these kids doing here? I think so. Oh no. In Indy, they are back in school. In Houston, we're also on the air. You go back to school in a couple of weeks, so you better pay attention. And Liv the Web Girl apparently doesn't like that Pork Chop and I fight enough off air that she wants to embarrass us on air with our actual
intelligence.
Smartness. Yeah. What do you got today?
I have fifth grade level questions for the both of you.
God.
And I'm going to ask you them. They cover all kind of things. They cover math, you know, science, geography, all of that. So what I want you guys to do, I need your all's laser focus on. I am going to ask a question, and you are going to use your buzzer. You're going to use your name as a buzzer.
Joe.
Okay.
Chops.
Awesome. They both work. And I'm going to, we're going to do the best out of seven.
Ooh.
Now, if you guys both get some wrong, I do have a ton of extra questions. So
okay. We'll
be able to figure it out. I am keeping score too.
Perfect.
Are you guys ready for the first one?
Joe.
No, I haven't asked it yet, Joe.
Oh, my bad.
Okay, sorry. This is smarter than a fifth grader, not a preschooler. all right, ready?
Yeah.
What are the three states of matter?
Joe.
Yes.
Solid, liquid, gas.
One for Joe.
Dude, as soon as you started saying three states, I started thinking of like states.
you're like Ohio,
you gotta
Massachusetts,
listen to
Alabama.
The full question.
I know.
Okay. What is the main language spoken in the Canadian province
Chops.
Of Quebec? Pork chop.
Oh, I know it's like 50-50. I'm going to say French.
Yes, you're right. That is correct. Oh, oui, oui. Okay, number three. It's 1-1. Who is the creator of the classic book characters Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry
Chops.
Finn? Chops.
Oh, shoot. Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. I left my head. Go ahead.
Say the question again.
Who is the creator of the classic book characters Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn?
That is a classic book. Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn.
I mean, this one's so easy.
I don't know, so I'm going to have to go with another classic author of our time. I'm going to go with R.L. Stein.
No. The Adventures.
That is incorrect. It is Mark Twain.
Ah!
Come on, guys.
I've heard of him. No, it's hard. I mean, we know that one, but it's on the spot.
Okay. Four, it's still 1-1. Fourth question. Which country is both an island and a continent?
Chops.
Yes?
Australia.
Correct. 2-1. Fifth question. What is the name of the sea bordered by Europe to the north and North Africa to the south?
Say it again.
What is the name of the sea bordered by Europe to the north and North Africa to the south?
I've got three possibilities in my head.
All right, do we want to pick one?
I know the Nile River empties to it, and the Nile flows north. So
Joe.
What's it flow
yes,
to?
Joe.
Atlantic.
No.
Wrong.
That's an ocean. See, I'm going to guess not Mediterranean, not Baltic.
Three.
Barbarian, Baltic.
Two, one, chops. Give me an answer.
Dead Sea.
Nope, it was the Mediterranean Sea.
Oh!
Okay. We're on to sixth question. If a football field is 100 yards long, how many feet long is... Yes.
If it's 100 yards in feet, it's 300 feet.
That is correct.
Wow.
All right,
is
we are 2-2.
Yeah, I'm about to win this for my family and my friends.
Okay.
And everybody that believed in me.
So whoever gets this question wins. What species can live both on water and land?
Joe.
Yes.
That would be amphibian.
That is correct.
Yeah!
Joe is smarter than a fifth grader.
Woo!
I had so many questions because I was scared you guys weren't going to get any of these.
And they stay there! I'm a winner! I'm a winner! I'm smart! I'm smart! I'm smart! I'm smarter than Pork Chop! Yeah! Yeah! And I can't wait to play this tomorrow because I'm so smart! Yeah, yeah!
I honestly am impressed by some of your answers because some of these were a little difficult even though they are fifth grade level.
I can't wait for my wife to hear this later because she told me yesterday after we did the spelling thing and there was another caller named Joseph. Ugh. She's like, after realizing how dumb Josephs are, we're never going to name our kid Joseph. So, ha-ha! How you like me now, Lindsay? Hey, good job, Pork Chop. That wasn't too shabby. Hey, that's the end of the show, and I wouldn't mind getting on out of here, but got to go around the room, see what everybody else has got going on today. Liv the Web Girl, how is your Tuesday looking?
It's actually looking pretty good. I'm going to be busy. I'm hoping to get lunch with a friend because I need some avocado toast in my life real bad right now. And then I have a dance lesson, and then I have work after that. I'm going to try to get in some training I'll have to be doing for my first audition to become a cycle bar instructor.
When is that audition?
I'm not sure. So my the lead instructor, the girl who like does it, she just got back in town like last night.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll probably see her today when I'm working later and we'll probably set something up.
All right, it's cool. What do you got going on, Pork Chop?
I am so excited for today. Me and my friend James, we're doing what's like a Four Seasons disc golf tour today. So basically there's this app called UDisc and it shows you where all the golf courses are, disc golf courses. Courses are around Indianapolis, and the reason we're calling it a Four Seasons is because it's supposed to start raining like around 2 or 3 and like thunderstorms. So we're gonna start soon after the show. You know, it's like kind of hot and muggy, chilly, and then we're gonna play through the rain and then through the mud, and we're trying to hit up as many courses as possible. There's like one in Speedway, a couple up in Fishers, and I'm really excited for that.
Disc golf is really that fun.
Yeah, it's so much
fun. There's not a chance on this planet that it is that fun.
I'm not gonna make the news for getting hit by lightning, but it looks like you got till about 2:33 o'clock, and then for the rest of the day in Indy, we're supposed to be getting hit with rain from like 3 o'clock all the way until like 10 o'clock tonight. There's a chance of it. So
yeah, that's exciting. Four Seasons disc golf tour.
That's cool.
Hey,
would you like to come?
That's grit right there.
I will go disc golfing, but I already have plans. I'm going with someone today. I think, what am I going at? I think I'm going at 2, but I might need to move it up or cancel because I got a bunch of stuff I have to do today. But I think I'm going to go golf around 2. But now that I see it's going to rain at 2:30, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I might just skip it. I don't want to die. You have fun in lightning, but Mom always said stay away from it. But no, I'll disc golf, but I'm not doing the tour of terror.
I'm pretty sure there's an app you can get where you can see like how far away or how close the last lightning strike was.
I just feel like hanging out with Pork Chop, I'm bound to get hit with lightning. Like, that would be my luck. So have fun with that and don't get killed because then we wouldn't be able to do a show tomorrow. So I guess that's kind of our plans for today.
And Pork Chop, you got to get ready because you lost Dare Dice today.
Oh, I almost forgot.
You have to do one of the little punishments tomorrow. So you better have fun today because you
don't
know what's
going to
happen
options tomorrow.
Literally the worst.
Wow. Hey, that's one less thing that Liv and I have to worry about, so have fun with that. All right, well, hey, we can't do any of that unless we get on here and say goodbye. So for myself, Joe, Liv, and Pork Chop, let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.